Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
It's coming up. It is now 6 o'clock, and WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A meeting for parents of Rockville High School students drew a capacity crowd last night as those worried parents pressed school administrators for answers about school safety. This after last week's rape of a 14-year-old girl in a bathroom at the school, allegedly at the hands of two much older students, both of whom are facing immigration proceedings. Superintendent Jack Smith says both suspects were in a special program for non-English speakers and were not in classes with the victim. Last night's meeting at Rockville High was only open to parents, but that didn't deter others from coming out to voice their opposition to Montgomery County's immigration policies. WMAL Steve Burns begins our team coverage.
A handful of people are holding up signs, one saying, "Keep Maryland safe," with some parents headed in the meeting honking their horns in support.
These children shouldn't be going to school with this kind of risk.
I am tired of paying taxes for people that are here illegally.
While the superintendent said they're bound by law to educate anyone who walks in the door, not everyone agrees.
You don't have to let them in the same door. They don't all have to go here.
The superintendent needs to go. Don't talk to me about a Supreme Court decision. There's nothing legal about what happened here.
Outside Rockville High School, Steve Burns on WMA.
Meanwhile, the Montgomery County School Superintendent says politics should play no part in the investigation into last week's crime.
While some would try to make this into a question and issue of immigration, what comes down here is that we serve every student that walks in our door.
Montgomery County Public School Superintendent Dr. Jack Smith says the immigration status of students isn't known because by law it can't be asked. However, he estimates about 25,000 students are illegal and express sadness over the alleged rape at Rockville High, saying the district will now work on improving safety.
Everything we do, and we're going to put out something in the next few days.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
As President Trump tries to galvanize House Republicans to vote for the GOP health care plan, members of the House Freedom Caucus continue to claim they have enough votes to kill the bill. Alabama's Mo Brooks explains why he plans to vote no.
What we're being asked to do is to vote for the largest Republican welfare program in the history of the Republican Party. Now, it's very difficult to portray that as conservative, particularly since that welfare, in order to give it to one group of people, you're either going to have to raise taxes and forcibly take it from other people or increase premiums for those folks who are paying their own way.
The GOP plan to repeal and replace Obamacare is headed to the House for a vote tomorrow. A Ukrainian lawmaker has released a document that he claims links Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, to attempts to hide a $750,000 payment from a pro-Russia political party. Manafort is pushing back.
Manafort dismisses any suggestion there was a corrupt river of money flowing from the Kremlin as part of a scheme to elect Donald Trump and get a more pro-Russian president in the White House.
Correspondent Tom Foreman. Virginians were supposed to have a tornado drill yesterday morning, but things didn't go quite as planned. Jeff Caldwell is with the Virginia Department of Emergency Management.
When the National Weather Service attempted to enact the electronic signal that triggers the statewide tornado drill, there was a technical malfunction on the National Weather Service side.
Caldwell says that meant the signal that would normally go out to weather radios and the media didn't send, but he says, this is why we practice. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,668, the NASDAQ at 5794. Sports, Team USA is going to the championship game of the World Baseball Classic after a win over Japan. NHL, the Caps win. NBA, the Wizards host Atlanta tonight. Exhibition baseball, the Nats win, the O's lose. WMAL News Time 604. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to the gym,
stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. The good news? I can help. Dental implants are a permanent solution that I offer in a single, pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, as well as causing the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. So smile big. Eat what you want. With over 3 decades of experience, advanced training, and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 703-503-9490. Online at SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
Need your house cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to JoeHadid.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Problems on 15 and Luckett's. Update is sponsored by Detox and Treatment Helpline. On Route 15, each direction, looking at delays here near Limestone School Road. Crash. You're under police direction, so expect delays. I'm already seeing those quickly forming on 15. Coming in from the west, we're looking good. Coming off of the Greenway, onto the toll road, into Leesburg on Route 7. Fantastic. And through Ashburn into the Beltway, no problems. 66, definitely with the volume here. Slowing through Manassas Centerville, and I'm seeing delays again through Falls Church. Quiet right now over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Bridge crossings over the Anacostia, you're looking good. DC 295, it's just about the stop and go right now, coming off of 50 in the BW Parkway. 295, heading south past East Capitol Street, down toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
I believe the highs for the day occurring this morning on a west-northwesterly breeze. Some chillier air coming in, most likely falling into the mid-40s this afternoon, becoming partly cloudy. And that wind could gust over 40 miles an hour. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 in Alexandria, 45 in Gaithersburg, 56 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. The latest North Korea test missile explodes seconds after launch. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
And good morning. It is 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Wednesday morning. Coming up at 7:15, Marina Morocco from Fox 5 will be joining us. She has been all over this story out of Rockville, that horrific attack in the Rockville High School. She was also at the meeting last night. At 8:05, Ed Whalen will be joining us. He is a former Scalia law clerk. He will keep us updated on the Gorsuch hearings day two. And at 8:15, our own Steve Burns will be joining us. He also was at the Rockville meeting last night for the Parent Teacher Student Association. And also, he has some news from Governor Hogan, who spoke out about it as well. I am Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
Let's talk about the case in Rockville, because it is very much in the news. It has become a national story.
Yes.
The governor has spoken about it. They spoke about this case yesterday from the podium at the White House. So it is one that is getting national attention, but it is a local story for us. And, if you don't know the facts, very quickly, 14-year-old girl, a student at Rockville High School, was brutally, violently, repeatedly raped in a high school bathroom by a 17-year-old student and an 18-year-old student. One of those students was in this country illegally and had a deportation order standing against him. They're in jail, and they're going to face justice, but this poor girl is a victim of a horrific crime. And many people are wondering, is Montgomery County giving us the right kind of response? Are they doing the things they need to do to make this situation better? Here, so you get some sense of what their position is the superintendent of schools for Montgomery County, Dr. Jack Smith.
And we do our business by the rule of law in this country, and that's what the law says. It gives us pretty explicit information about who we should serve, and we want to serve them because we know that it would not be good for any child, no matter any circumstance or characteristic, to go without an education in this society and in this community. So it's very, very important that we help all students become productive members of society, and it is the requirement.
It's a requirement of the law. He says, our hands are tied.
Yes.
And therefore, when they come, we have to put them in class. Are you satisfied with that answer? The phone number is 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I'll just give you my sense, and I want to hear your thoughts, Mary. My sense of it is, after attending this meeting at the press conference, and then I went as a citizen to the school meeting, which was closed to reporters as a whole, but I went there as a citizen, and as I walked away from that, my sense of it is, I understand what the law says, but the way you serve these students could be changed in a way that lessens the risk to the other students who should be protected. We, you know, they say we wouldn't need to have a safe space, and I say that's all good and fine. Let's have a safe space, but what in the law requires you to handle all students in the same manner? In other words, you have to give them an education. But if they come here and they're 18 years old and they don't speak English, shouldn't there be some sort of set-aside program that separates them from the regular school environment but still provides them with an education? I think that's the response. I'm not satisfied with the response of them. I don't like them going, well, it's the law. We have no choice.
I guarantee you, there is some law, statute, something that says that you can't treat these children differently because it makes them feel bad to single them out. They don't feel like the other kids because they have to be in a separate class or a separate school. I guarantee that's exactly what it is. Absolutely. I would be surprised if that was not the way. And I think here's the other thing at play here, and I've been wanting to say this. I think when we talk about the children, we talk about children. Most people think of an adorable little kindergartner or an 8-year-old. They're not thinking of a 17-year-old who shows up at the high school saying, I can't speak English, I don't have an education, I'm illiterate, you have to educate me. That's not what they think
of. Or an 18-year-old,
right. That's not what people think of. They think of a little kindergartner. And, the children, we have to educate the children. Well, the law says you have to educate some of these kids up until they're in their 20s, depending on the state in which they're in. So I, again, don't necessarily blame the school as much as I blame the elected officials, the people we have put in office. We voted for this. You can't be surprised. We wanted to be welcoming and inclusive. Well, you got welcoming and inclusive. So
and this
now
is what happens, yeah. To the phone lines we go. Are you satisfied with the response of Montgomery County officials thus far? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. John and Olney, start us off. You're on with Brian and Mary Walter.
Brian, I have a daughter and a granddaughter. If this had happened to my daughter or granddaughter, I honestly don't know how I would handle it. But I'll tell you, Berliner, Leventhal, and Leggett, they're all cut from the same cloth. They think they can do anything because if anybody gets sued, it's the county. But here, I think they've done something illegal in protecting the illegal status of these immigrants. And I think they should be sued individually.
How did they do anything illegal?
They're hiding these students and the...
But the law says that they can't ask what their immigration status is.
What law?
I would assume it's federal law.
No, it's a Supreme Court decision is what they quote.
But they said they won't report them to even...
Because they can't ask, so how do you know? How do you report someone if you can't find out if they're here illegally?
Then how did they know they're here illegally?
They found out after the fact.
When the police got involved. And look, I mean, I do understand that they do have some challenges, but I think you can make some clear decisions here. You're 18 years old. You show up here, and you're going to enroll them as a freshman with a bunch of 14-year-olds. I mean, shouldn't you say, I'm sorry, that's not a good idea. That's not going to work out. Let's come up with an alternate plan for people. We can serve them. We can teach them. But we don't put kids at risk when we don't know anything about their background.
From what I understand, they were not in the same classes as the 14-year-olds.
Classrooms, right.
Classrooms, but they're in the same school.
That's right. Sue in Damascus, you're on with Brian and Mary Walter. What do you say?
Well, this has been an issue I've been fighting for a long time, this illegal alien issue in Montgomery County since the mid-90s. And this was a tragedy waiting to happen. As you recall, Obama dropped over 2,000 of these, quote, unaccompanied minors into the state of Maryland. Hogan, even though we repeatedly petitioned him, would not do anything about it. He wouldn't even go to the to Obama administration and say, look, the $52 million that the taxpayers had to pay to educate these, quote, unaccompanied minors, we would like that money reimbursed to the taxpayer. In Montgomery County, it's from K through 12, the taxpayers pay $250,000 to educate these people. But the point that's being missed here is that this is not just a high school problem.
Yep.
Although there is one high school in Montgomery County that has 26 students with ankle bracelets and parole officers roaming the halls and sexual assault they've been convicted of.
And listen, now, that was actually brought up last night, and the and superintendent said, yeah, we got kids who have been in the, you know, not kids from other countries, kids who have been in jail, who have been released, and they're actually wearing ankle bracelets in the classroom so they can be monitored. How does that make you feel, parents? How does that make you feel?
The thing that's being missed here is that this problem is in middle schools. We have gang members in elementary schools here. And Ike Leggett, who is won the richly deserved title of Loco Leggett, he wants more of these people in our school system. Any parent who puts their kids in these public schools is out of their mind.
All right, we're going to have to stop there and take a break, but we'll have more of your calls coming up.
And
in
suddenly,
just a moment.
Betsy DeVos's school choice doesn't sound so scary anymore, doesn't it? It is 6:15. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, we unfortunately have big problems on Route 15 in the Luckett's area. Initially, they were trying to let some cars get through, but everybody stopped here on Route 15. Looks like it's going to be just south of Limestone School Road, south of Point of Rock. So plan accordingly. You don't want to get stuck in that, so don't commit to 15 in that area. Around the Beltway we go, topside, Maryland. 95 to George Avenue, seeing the brake lights. Still good trip at the Wilson Bridge and the Legion Bridge with light volume there. 210, the stop and go heading up toward the Beltway. And no problems to report, but the delays on 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, cloudy skies, then it'll turn partly cloudy, but it's going to get windy. The winds will be 20 to 30 miles an hour, could occasionally gust over 40, and the temperature is falling, and it is falling rapidly. We're going to bottom out around 45 this afternoon. Tonight, clear skies, low of 27, and tomorrow, sunny skies with a high of 49. Currently in our nation's capital, it is 50 degrees at 617 on WNAL, where Washington comes to talk.
One of the two individuals that was apprehended was actually stopped by ICE in Texas and released. How is this on us?
That's the Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner asking the question, how is any of this our responsibility? And I'm going to answer that question for you because you have sanctuary city policies in place in Montgomery County. You provide a haven for people who come here illegally, and you provide an attractive magnet to those people because you're going to give them great kind of benefits. You're going to give them all the support they need, and you're going to put them in school, and you're going to educate them in good schools, and you're going to ask the taxpayers to pay for it. When you have that kind of attractive magnet, then you are drawing people from South America and Central America that we don't know anything about into our school system. So it is on you to some degree because of your policies.
And ironically, a bill passed the Maryland House yesterday, House Bill 1362, passed 83-55, that would limit the circumstances under which local law enforcement officials could participate in federal immigration enforcement. So it's working so well in Montgomery County. Let's expand it to the whole state.
Yeah.
But remember, hey, somebody voted these people in.
And the governor says he's going to veto it. I hope he does. Joan in Virginia, you're on with Brian and Mary Walter. What's your question, Joan?
Well, my question, I think, pretty much was answered by you. I'm down here watching what's going on in Maryland and expecting this to happen in Virginia. I was my understanding that Montgomery County is essentially voting itself to be a sanctuary city.
Well, you're talking about the city of Rockville, which is an entity separate and apart from Montgomery County. It's a city, and they have their own standing government. And yes, indeed, they are in the midst right now of trying to decide whether or not they're going to codify to make the law what has been the practice there, which is to be a sanctuary city.
Because it's working so well.
This is Rockville, home of Rockville High.
Yeah.
I think that they need to reconsider.
Down on
yeah,
it.
Let's just
it's ridiculous.
It's working so well.
You know what though? I truly believe. I at least I want to believe. But we do. Americans have short attention spans. People in general do. That the next time there is a local election, that this incident will rear its ugly head again, and maybe people will remember.
CJ in Manassas, you're up next with Brian and Mary. What do you say, CJ?
So my point being that the administrators there, they have a duty to their residents in and around that county to make their schools operate as efficiently as possible. And taking in these illegal or undocumented immigrants, essentially, there's no guarantee they're paying taxes. There's no guarantee there's any exchange there on them contributing to the, you know, financial stability of that school. And it just inflames me that they can just turn a blind eye and take a look at education as it's a critical service like healthcare. It's not. We offer alternative paths to education,
right,
certification like GEDs.
Well, I think your larger point here that maybe this is out of whack.
Right.
Are we paying more attention about the needs of those who come here illegally than we are about those who are here legally?
But see, and I'll do this for you because it's super easy to do. Where's your compassion? Why are you so greedy? These people just come here for a better life. How can you turn a child away for an education? What is wrong with you? How can you be so xenophobic and racist?
That's what you hear. That's right.
Right.
Exactly. And that is how we got into this situation.
Yep.
And the superintendent of schools, yesterday at the press conference, and I was there in the room, and I heard him say, we're going to re-examine our policies. Well,
how about you blow them up?
Yeah, I don't think we want to re-examine and tinker around the edges. We need to radically rethink how we're handling this situation. Listen, let's get one more in here, and we'll head to a commercial break. Eileen and Silver Spring, you're on with Brian and Mary. Good morning.
There. I think one of the things the citizenry needs to do is take a look at two words, sovereign immunity. Sovereign immunity protects many government officials from bad and stupid judgments.
Yeah, but I think there's going to be some lawsuits over this one.
Yeah, I think
there's
going to be some.
And although the taxpayer ultimately pays for this, I think they need to learn this lesson. And the taxpayers need to become a little more outraged about how their tax dollars are being spent. More of your calls straight ahead here on WMAL.
It is 622.
622.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
As the weather gets warmer, we're into spring, and that will be the case. Here's what cops will tell you. They'll tell you that break-ins and crime goes up when temperatures get warmer. So, if you think that it can't happen to you, you think your house is safe and secure, well, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. You need the Ackerman security system. That's what you need. $19.95 per month gives you burglary, fire, and medical alert monitoring at about half the cost of the other guys. Half the cost. Ackerman has the industry's only guaranteed response time, and that's what counts when seconds matter. Switching is easy. It can literally cost you nothing to switch over your existing equipment and have you on the Ackerman security system in a matter of minutes. They will offer you a free home security analysis if you don't have a system right now. And by the way, for just a few dollars more above that $19.95 per month rate, you can get some really neat technology, video, smart door locks, and thermostats, all from the touch of a button, controlled by a touch of a button on your smartphone, tablet, or laptop. So you need to get protected and save. And here's a limited time offer for my listeners. Call Ackerman right now. Get 3 months of free monitoring. It costs you nothing to switch over. When you start paying in 3 months, you'll be paying less. It's a win-win. 888-999-1070. 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's 10 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 150 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know, all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offerings 3/31/17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares Comcast 150 megabits per second and 15 megabits per second DSL downloads.
I'm a busy guy. I don't have time to go on a bunch of awful dates set up by friends, and the internet is for sports scores, not dating. So I called It's Just Lunch, where I met Karen, a professional dating specialist who took the time to get to know me. There's 1,000 bad dates avoided right there. They matched me up with Amy for drinks after work. It's Just Lunch handled everything. And the date? Awesome. So if you want to meet women you'd love to see again, turn off your computer and call It's Just Lunch. Dating for busy professionals.
Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
625 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
And good morning. Mostly it is as you make your trip down through the Beltway, Maryland, 9529 BW Parkway. However, on the Beltway in Silver Spring, we have the outer loop normal delays, 95 to George Avenue. Inner loop, though, we just had a crash happen in Silver Spring. So if you're coming from 270 over to College Park, inner loop just as you pass Colesville Road toward University Boulevard, trying to get that crash out of the center of the roadway. So that's why you've come to an abrupt stop. So keep alert. We don't want you to hit those backups unexpected. On 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown, slowing. Now, Virginia, major problem with a serious crash. Looks like they will have to do a reconstruction at the scene of this incident. Expect this to be closed. Cruisers saying until further notice. Route 15 shut down each direction north of White's Ferry Road. Update sponsored by Park Repair Service Experts. Contact Park Repair Service Experts today and buy a tune-up and get next season's free. A tune-up can save up to 30% on your energy bills. Visit parkrepairs.com today and see website for license details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
I believe the highs for the day occurring this morning on a west-northwesterly breeze. Some chillier air coming in, most likely falling into the mid-40s this afternoon, becoming partly cloudy. And that wind could gust over 40 miles an hour. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it is 50 degrees at 627 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. I am Mary Walter, alongside Brian.
What is the next step for to make our kids safe? I have a mother-daughter coming next year here. The law that governed that immigration, that put a kid illegally in a school, that is more my concern than anything else.
Put down parameters to keep the worst of the worst out. They're just, come on, come in. You're 20 years old, come on in. Go to high school with a 14-year-old.
This was outside the meeting last night at Rockville High School, the PTSA having a meeting, packed auditorium. I went there as a citizen. Other reporters were required to stay outside. And I want to tell you that it was eye-opening to hear some of the things going on. And by the way, some of the people there were pretty upset about what they were hearing and did not like the answers they were getting. I do have some sympathy for the principal on the front lines. I think she's a good person. I think she's got her hands full right now, and I support what she's trying to do. Look, let me just say this. The phone lines are just jammed. People want to talk about this. So we're going to continue this conversation here in just a moment after the news. It is now 6:28. If you're on the line, stay where you are.
Long Decks, the ideal choice for outdoor entertaining and relaxing. Visit longfence.com.
Five times more hires are made through Indeed.com than any other job site, according to independent research. Imagine a lottery that had five times more winners, or a basketball game with five times more dunks. When you're hiring, it makes five times more sense to use Indeed. Indeed's easy to use. You can post a job in minutes. You can even set up automatic screener questions to help you zero in on qualified candidates. And once resumes start rolling in, you can review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews, all from an easy-to-use online dashboard. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, which boosts your job posting and relevant search results. Basically, it helps you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Try the world's number one job site today. Indeed. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-601-6992. That's 1-800-601-6992. 1-800-601-6992. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
And as Brian said, we will take more of your calls coming up. It is now 6:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It was a huge crowd that turned out last night in Rockville as parents of students at Rockville High had a chance to meet with school administrators to voice their worries after last week's rape of a 14-year-old girl at the school. Her two accused attackers are older students, at least one of whom is in the U.S. illegally. Both are facing ICE proceedings, both for now being held in jail as adults without bond. A few hours before that meeting with parents, Superintendent Jack Smith told reporters the system is actively working to protect students.
Review all of our safety efforts in our schools with our school safety and security teams, with our school resource officers, with our teachers when they give hall passes to students to leave the classroom, with our administrators, just to up the level and sense of security across our schools and to make sure that we've covered any gaps.
Smith says the two suspects in the rape case were in a special program for non-English speakers and were not taking classes with the victim. Confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch enter a third day today. Republicans predict he'll win confirmation, but some Democrats are calling for Gorsuch's confirmation to be delayed while the FBI investigates alleged ties between Donald Trump's campaign and Russia. Virginia Republicans are demanding that State Attorney General Mark Herring apologize for holding a recent town hall meeting at a certain mosque in Northern Virginia. The state Republican Party says that mosque in Falls Church has been linked to terrorists. A federal judge in Alexandria is now weighing a request from a Muslim civil rights group for an even broader injunction against President Trump's proposed travel ban. At a hearing yesterday, lawyers for the Council on American Islamic Relations asked the judge to issue an injunction to block the entire executive order. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,668, the Nasdaq at 5794. Sports Team USA reaches the championship game of the World Baseball Classic with a win over Japan. They'll play Puerto Rico tonight. NHL, the Caps win. NBA, the Wizards take on the Hawks tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Did you know that more homes sell in March, April, and May than any other time of the year? So why pay 6% commission just to sell your home? Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 up front and half percent commission at closing. We've already saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Veritas Collegiate Academy is an international classical Christian school educating students from all over the world with a vision to graduate young men and women leaders who reason persuasively and articulate themselves precisely. Grade school students are trained in the art of communication with grammar, logic, and rhetoric. High school students receive a global vision and biblical perspective with an emphasis on math, science, and technology. They exercise analytical skills in composition, Latin, rhetoric, and thesis work presented at an international level. If you are interested in an education for your child, there are multiple campuses. A 32,000 square foot campus in Chesapeake, Virginia. An international campus in Beijing, China. And now, a beautiful new facility in Fairfax, Virginia. Tour their new Fairfax campus at the Big Open House and free picnic lunch, April 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. Call 1-866-LOGIC-33. 1-866-LOGIC-33. Or visit VeritasCA.com.
Instead of cleaning out your closets and the garage this spring, clean out something that will really make a difference. Offload that timeshare, the one you've been paying increasing maintenance fees for year after year, the one you can't even afford to go to. Timeshare Exit Team are the people I trust to get you out, to remove that financial burden from your life once and for all. Timeshare Exit Team will get you out safely, legitimately, and forever, or you get every penny back. Visit Timeshare Exit Team. TimeshareExitTeam.com.
Has weight always been a struggle for you? Are you tired of trying different diets, but always left feeling hungry? Have you considered bariatric surgery? Announcing V-Block Therapy for Weight Loss. As the first FDA-approved device for safe and effective weight loss in almost a decade, V-Block allows patients to control hunger on their terms. With an outpatient procedure, you can receive a first-of-its-kind device that blocks hunger, helping you feel full and control your appetite, so you eat less and lose weight. Are you a veteran of the armed forces? You may receive V-Block therapy at little to no cost. Call now to learn about this life-changing therapy. Call 877-256-2517 or visit blockhunger.com. Call 877-256-2517. That's 877-256-2517 or blockhunger.com. V-Block is for weight loss in adults with a BMI of 35 to 45 with a related health condition. This therapy is a surgical solution and carries some risk. Please talk to your doctor about the full benefits and risks.
This is you, covered in toner because your printer or copier's busted. And this is you carefree because you upgraded with Carefree Office Technology, a veteran-owned small business. Call 703-385-1700. Visit carefreeoffice.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Couple of trouble spots. Maryland will start on the Beltway in Silver Spring, and this is going to be on the inner loop. This is the opposite direction where we normally have the delays. Crash on the inner loop side as you come out of Bethesda into Silver Spring, passing University Boulevard. Unfortunately, with additional response here to the scene, it looks like only the left lane gets by. This is on the inner loop, the Beltway, pushing toward College Park. So plan for the extra time. Plan accordingly. You can use East-West Highway possibly as your alternate. I'll keep you posted on that. On the outer loop side, from 95 and around to George Avenue, we have the stop and go. Let's get you into Virginia, and I'm watching the crash in the Newington area, northbound Interstate 95, right as you come up to the exit for the Fairfax County Parkway. Lots of response here now, and it looks like the right side of northbound 95, Newington, blocked with this crash. In Luckett, serious accident under investigation. Until further notice, they're keeping Route 15 closed in each direction north of White's Ferry Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds continuing to break up, some chillier air on the way. Most likely our high for the day will be this morning, becoming partly cloudy, windy today, 45 by this afternoon. The wind could gust over 40 miles an hour. Upper 20s tonight, suburbs a little colder, decreasing wind. Sunny tomorrow, still chilly, 49. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Chantilly, 48 in Greenbelt, 52 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Carefree Office Technology. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. It is 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Wednesday morning. Joining us at 705 will be Lucas Walker. He is a former law clerk for Justice Alito and also a former clerk for Judge Gorsuch. He'll be discussing the day two of the Gorsuch hearings with us. At 735, Fairfax County Police Chief Colonel Edwin Rossler will be with us. He's going to tell us about the rising gang violence in Fairfax and how these gang members are recruiting in schools. And our very own Steve Burns joining us at 815. He was at the meeting at Rockville High School last night regarding that horrific assault on Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson, who was also at that meeting last night.
The city should look at its policies. This executive order is dealing with people who have committed crimes, who local enforcement agencies, our municipalities, or at the state level, are not dealing with it.
That's Sean Spicer from the podium at the White House yesterday, talking about this case in Rockville. Mm-hmm. The governor of Maryland says he hasn't heard the whole story, and he thinks Rockville officials have not shared all the information they should share with the state about this. By the way, state oversees education in the state of Maryland to a large degree. So there are a lot of people talking about this case in Rockville. If you don't know the basic facts, here they are. A 14-year-old girl violently, brutally, repeatedly raped last Thursday in a high school bathroom in Rockville at Rockville High School. The two people that have been charged with the
that rape and the crime. One is 17 here in this country from a foreign country. The immigration status a bit unclear. 17 years old. The other one, 18 years old, had a deportation order pending against him. Was caught by the Border Patrol crossing in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas, brought to Rockville at 18 years old and enrolled in Rockville High School as a freshman. Those two people are in jail and the investigation continues. But when you talk to the superintendent of schools in Montgomery County, this is what he says.
We don't have any capacity to check into immigration, nor would we check into criminal.
So they don't have anything. If they show up, we just stick them in class. That's what we do. Are you satisfied with this response? The phone lines are open at 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
And just, you know, a lot of tweets, a lot of social media. Chancellorsville here says, 8 years of radical leftist illegal alien welcoming policies under Obama. Now Americans pay the price. And also ask the question, and I have been asking this as well, where are the marchers? Where are those women with those pink hats that they all wore? Where are the marchers?
For the interest of this poor
right.
girl who was the
right.
victim of sexual assault.
This is where the left eats itself, because they don't know who to defend, so they go away.
Phone lines are open, and you want to talk. Greg and Summer Duck, you're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning.
My whole thing is, where were the teachers, and where were students? Those rooms are not soundproof. I'm a little upset. Forget the illegal alien. They violated, they broke the law. They need to be thrown in. If it was my daughters, I have two daughters. If it was them, they would be shot.
Well, listen, I don't want to suggest that violence is the answer. More violence. There's already been enough violence here.
I think he's just a father reacting.
Yeah, and that is the way a lot of people feel about this. And you can imagine how you would feel if it were your child. But let me just give you a couple of facts that I learned in the press conference and attending the meeting last night. This bathroom was in a sort of isolated part of the school. It was early in the morning. That bathroom has been a concern of theirs for some time for security reasons and is often very often locked. It's not supposed to be open at all hours, and it apparently was open at that time, and it gave them a place where they could do this. There are 105 cameras. 105 cameras at that school. And yet, when reporters asked the police about whether or not there had been any video captured of the moments before she was dragged into the bathroom, they waved reporters away from that suggestion. So, apparently, no video was captured of what happened there. So, I think there are some real legitimate questions. Why was that bathroom unlocked? Should it have been locked at that particular hour of the morning? Was that bathroom, there were some questions about the stalls in that mm-hmm. bathroom and how they were configured. No other stalls, apparently, in other bathrooms were configured in the same way. A lot of questions about all that.
We're Monday morning quarterbacking. It's easy to say shoulda, coulda, woulda. I like this suggestion from Maurima in Miami, listening on the WMAL app. Maurima, good morning. You're on with Brian and Mary.
Good morning. I'm calling because I remember that when my aunt and uncle arrived west of Chicago in the late 60s, he was 17 and my aunt was 18. They went to night school. So because they were too old to get adjusted to the education, they went to night school like adults, and they did great. They learned the language. They worked. My aunt got her degree. So if it was done then, why can't it be done now? They shouldn't be with children.
I think that is a fantastic idea. Thank you so much for sharing that, Maureen.
Well,
I appreciate that.
Some people have suggested you need to set up a separate program. In fact, over in Fairfax County, they're talking about this as well. Maybe not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Maybe not a bad idea to set up a night school mm-hmm. for these kids who come here who are 17, 18 years old and speak absolutely no English.
I like that idea a lot.
Listen, we're going to continue talking about this story throughout the morning. Right now, 6:43.
Have a complicated tax situation? Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors have been assisting people like you for decades. Get your taxes done early and get them done right. 301-924-2160. 301-924-2160. Online at estwa.com.
You know, well, this weather, it's all over the place. I mean, it's icy one moment, it's rainy the next moment. You got your mud, you got your snow, you got your gunk, you got your pollen from the trees, and it's all being tracked on your precious rugs inside your home. You need help with a deep down professional cleaning. clean of your fine Persian and Oriental rugs, and you need to call the folks at Hadid. Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process which ensures the removal not only of pet odor, dirt, and grime, but the bacteria, viruses, and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And for the first time ever, Hadid is offering a second cleaning option for certain rugs that will qualify. Joe has developed an expedited cleaning process that is not only faster, but will save you money. More great news, Hadid's best deal ever. For every two rugs you get cleaned, get a third rug cleaned absolutely free. That's right, I said absolutely free. Plus, it includes free pickup and delivery. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, go online at joehadid.com or call this number. It is 703-241-1111. 703-241-1111. If you stand on it, Hadid can clean it.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
It's 6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 95, a little bit change for the better here. This crash as you try to work up to the Beltway, Newington, northbound 95 at the Fairfax County Parkway, now to the right shoulder, but it is giving us a continuous backup as you head north of the Occoquan. Up onto the Beltway, I'm seeing delays forming through Tyson's to get you past the toll road. We have a crash now on the Virginia Beltway Interloop right near 193 at Georgetown Pike. Route 15, serious crash, calling for an investigation. So until further notice, Route 15 in the Luckett's area, north of White's Ferry Road, closed in each direction. Maryland Beltway, if you're thinking, what's going on here? Out of Bethesda to Silver Spring, crash now to the shoulder. Interloop between Colesville Road and University Boulevard. So unexpected delays through that stretch of the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds continuing to break up. Some chillier air on the way. Most likely our high for the day will be this morning, becoming partly cloudy. Windy today. 45 by this afternoon. The wind could gust over 40 miles an hour. Upper 20s tonight. Suburbs, a little colder. Decreasing wind. Sunny tomorrow. Still chilly. 49. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, the temperature is falling faster than Congress's approval rating. It is 47 degrees at 6:47. I'm Gary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
Yeah, listen, the health care bill is our topic of discussion right now. And the question is, you know, do they have the votes they need in the House of Representatives to get this thing passed? Mary, I've been looking at it, and it seems to me that maybe they don't have the 218 votes that Paul Ryan needs to get this passed out of the House.
Yeah.
And, I mean, look, the dealing is not over, and it's always, you know, down to the last minute on some of these things. But, gosh, I wonder if Paul Ryan's going to have to pull this bill before the Thursday vote.
Well, it's going to be interesting, and we know that President Obama was up on Capitol Hill, and he said...
No, President Trump.
Excuse me, President Trump, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know, sorry.
Wow, sorry, my bad on that one. I was having flashbacks. President Trump was on Capitol Hill, and he was saying to them, look, if you don't pass this, you're going to risk losing if you're up for re-election in 2018. So don't pass it at your own peril.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what he was saying to them. NBC News has a list of Republicans, House Republicans, who are either against the bill or who are leaning against it. And there's quite a few of them. Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows, Justin Amash, David Brett. I mean, there's a whole list. I'm not going to go through all of them.
Yeah,
but there are enough of them to derail this bill, and that's going to be bad. I would rather see them pull this than have it not pass. I think that it will be far worse than having it not
pass. One of those who has been very vocal about this is Dave Brett out of Virginia, Republican from Virginia, who spoke to NBC News.
all feel the same urgency to get this thing done. He's managing the world on his shoulders. He's got a lot to do. But our job is to make sure we get this right, because we don't want him to have a death spiral in 2 years in the middle of his presidency. And then that's a major issue.
Do you believe this vote is going to happen on Thursday?
Right now, we're aiming for it.
Aiming for it sounds like you're not very confident that you're going to have it.
I'm not sure. I don't think they're the votes. I think there's 20 or 30 conservatives. I was just talking to some colleagues. There's 10 or 20 moderates and folks in tough races up in the Northeast Corridor.
So no.
That have coverage issues. Right. So it's a problem right now.
Wow.
And did you notice he said, oh, we don't want him to have a death spiral then in 2 years from now? Because what's in 2 years? A whole bunch of them are up for re-election.
Right.
So it has nothing to do. But that was so nice of him to be concerned about the president, wasn't it?
I think it's they can only afford to lose 21 Republicans, and there are some suggestions that there are at least 27 Republicans who are not on board as yet. Now, that doesn't mean that some arms won't get twisted or the pot might not be sweetened in some way that will make them come on board. And I've seen a lot of things happen at the last minute in these cases, but my sense of it from being up there a lot of years is I don't think they got the votes.
I feel both ways about this. Part of me wants them to get a really great bill. Part of me, like every other American, wants to see a really, really good bill here, not just, this is the best we could do bill. So I'd rather see them pull it and get everybody aboard and go back to the drawing board and work on it and get a really, really good bill. The other part of me says, well, they're going to do it in stages. Do I give them a shot?
Yeah.
So I can see both ways.
This afternoon, something will happen one way or the other. Either they'll go forward with the vote tomorrow, mm-hmm. or they'll pull the bill. It'll be interesting to see. 6:50 on WMAL.
Who doesn't love the pitter-patter of raindrops, right? Me. I hated that sound. A gentle snowfall? My enemy. Why? Because with any wet weather, my basement would leak and smell. It was a nightmare until I came to my senses and called Mid-Atlantic Waterproofing. All my friends swear by them as the best, and Qualified Remodeler magazine ranks them as America's number one waterproofer. Well, I called, and they delivered. Mid-Atlantic's patented HydroTrack solution will keep my basement dry for as long as I own my home. And they gave me interest-free financing, too. So be like me and love the sound of rain again. Call them today at 800-MID-ATLANTIC. That's 800-643-2852.
Call for a free inspection today and get $500 off any new job, plus no payments and no interest for 24 months on approved credit. Some restrictions apply.
Mid-Atlantic waterproofing for the clients. Basement in town.
It's spring, and what sets our hearts all afire? Why, a spanking new car is what we desire. But who has the stomach to deal with cruel loans? The haggling, the interest, the payments, the groans. But with 7 years to pay off your dream, Commonwealth One super low rates make other lenders scream. Plus, with no payments for the first 90 days, you just watch. This deal kicks all those other car loans right in the...
Announcing Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's new drive-through summer car loan. Get super low rates, a 90-day vacation from car payments, and loan terms up to 7 years. Visit us at cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211.
Don't you just love the smell of fresh car?
Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211 for details. Loan qualifications and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership open to residents of Virginia and neighboring states.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-601-6992. That's 1-800-601-6992. 1-800-601-6992. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It's 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here is Tanya Hansen at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
And good morning to you. Stock futures are suggesting a lower open on Wall Street, coming off the biggest drop for the Dow and NASDAQ since September. Shares of Nike hit hard after the world's largest footwear maker posted lower than expected revenue on fierce competition from Under Armour and Adidas. Future orders also disappointed analysts. Sears Holdings says it has substantial doubt about staying in business. In January, the parent of Sears and Kmart announced it was closing 150 stores. FedEx's quarterly earnings and revenue rose during the peak holiday season, but profit missed, hurt by higher fuel costs. Airbnb is targeting China. The short-term rental company plans to triple its staff in the country this year. The company's CEO calls China a key market for the firm to achieve its global ambitions. Crude oil prices are lower on rising crude stocks in the U.S. The American Petroleum Institute says U.S. inventories climbed by 4.5 million barrels last week. I'm Tanya Hansen, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I'm a busy guy. I don't have time to go on a bunch of awful dates set up by friends, and the internet is for sports scores, not dating. So I called It's Just Lunch, where I met Karen, a professional dating specialist who took the time to get to know me. There's 1,000 bad dates avoided right there. They matched me up with Amy for drinks after work. It's Just Lunch handled everything. And the date? Awesome. So if you want to meet women you'd love to see again, turn off your computer and call It's Just Lunch. Dating for busy professionals.
Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
When you buy from Ted Britt Ford, you get life. Ted Britt for Life, lifetime vehicle coverage. It doesn't end after 10 years. It doesn't end after 100,000 miles. It never ends. Drive a new 2016 Ford F-150 for up to $12,000 off MSRP. And only Ted Britt gives you their exclusive Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. TedBritt.com.
Sticker number 61961 with approved credit. Plus tax, tag, and title. $689.50 dealer processing fee. All factory rebates applied. All to dealer. Must take delivery by 3/31/17. See dealer for details.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We started off so calm this morning. Now all heck is breaking loose. Let's get you out of the Frederick area. Stopped all lanes right now as they try to rearrange the vehicles involved in this crash. Southbound on 270, right as you would merge off of 70 and 15 at 85 Bucky's Town Pike, nobody gets by the crash. This is southbound 270. Northbound side, your lanes are open. Inner loop of the Beltway in Silver Spring, crash past Colesville Road. That now moved to the shoulder, but still some residual delays. Virginia Beltway crash, heading out of Tyson's toward the Legion Bridge, really stacking up quickly here. Accident before you get to the GW Parkway, right near the Georgetown Pike. Stay right to get by. Under investigation, a serious crash in the Luckett's area. You need to avoid this until further notice, as crews have everybody stopped on Route 15 in each direction north of White's Ferry Road. On Interstate 95 North, prior to the Beltway near the Fairfax County Parkway, crash to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
I believe the highs for the day occurring this morning on a west-northwesterly breeze. Some chillier air coming in, most likely falling into the mid-40s this afternoon, becoming partly cloudy. And that wind could gust over 40 miles an hour. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're at 46 degrees at 6:57 on WMAL. You know what that is? Sound familiar?
I do know what that is.
That is the theme to the Gong Show.
Yeah, I love the Gong Show.
That was hilarious. I remember it after school when I was a kid. It was on after school when I was a kid. Well, the creator of the Gong Show, Chuck Barris, his real name, Charles Hirsch Barris, he passed away Monday night. He was 87 years old. God bless him. He died of natural causes. I guess that happens when you're 87 years old. But here's what I find disturbing.
What?
So far this week, we've lost Chuck Berry and Chuck Barris.
Yeah.
If I was named Chuck and had Chuck, you know, Burris, if you're Chuck Burris, I would be watching myself crossing the street.
Chuck Barris was responsible for much of my wasted youth. I mean, with the dating game, which he developed.
Game, which is great.
And the newlywed game, which he developed. But I used to watch the Gong Show, and I remember Gene, the dancing machine. Unknown comic who appeared on that show 150 times. A comic came out with a bag over his head. We never knew who his true identity was. But then the judges, you know, the whole thing was, if somebody was really bad, if they really sucked, then they would go and bang the gong. And if it was super, super bad, then all of the judges would do a gang gong. They'd all bang the gong at the same time.
All right, you know way too much about this
show. It was a great show, and I spent way too much of my youth watching it.
Well, former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm was actually on The Dating Game, obviously, before she was governor. Cut 34, Mike.
Let's have a big hand for the cute and curvaceous Jennifer Granholm.
The cute and curvaceous.
And if you go on YouTube, and also on the game, there's a game show network that these shows are like the dating
still
game
on, right,
and all
yeah.
that stuff is on there.
Yeah, listen,
is, you want to waste some time. If you have time, you go on that game show channel. That is a time suck right there. If you want to lose, it's like an alien abduction.
Mm-hmm.
You're gone for 6 hours and you remember nothing.
I know.
That's what that channel is like.
It's mindless pablum, but sometimes
it's awesome.
That's what you need, yeah.
It is phenomenal. I absolutely love it.
Well, listen, he was 87 years old, had a good life, but
yeah.
I got to tell you, a whacked sense of humor.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of television that man produced.
Yeah, he also served. He also hosted several shows, and he had some of his hosts on like the Gong Show, David Letterman,
right?
J.P. Morgan,
right?
He also had the $1.98 Beauty Show.
Yeah, there you go.
That was declared demeaning to the contestants. So, because something Chuck Barris did was demeaning. All right, coming up on WMAL.
We're going to talk to Marina Morocco, who is one of the reporters who have been covering this case out of Rockville. She works for Fox 5. She'll join us in the next hour.
And also a former law clerk to both Justice Alito and Judge Gorsuch.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.